Thai and Cambodian soldiers sit side by side on the Cambodian road that leads to the disputed ruins of Priyavihear Temple. Hundreds of Cambodian soldiers and military police patrolled the area around the temple, while Thai soldiers stayed close to the barbed wire that marks the jungle border, setting up small camps on the Cambodian side. The two forces have faced off for several days after three Thai protesters were detained for illegally crossing the closed border, prompting Thai forces to cross after them. The 900-year-old Hindu temple was recently given World Heritage status, renewing a decades-old dispute over who owned the temple. Brigadier Chia Kiel is the deputy commander of the Cambodian Military Region 4. Sitting on a cliff overlooking Thailand, he said he had orders to be patient, but expressed doubts that talks on Monday between the defence ministers of both countries would yield results. Brigadier Chia Kiel said, "We have little hope for the meeting tomorrow because the Thai government sent a letter to the Prime Minister Hun Sen saying that the places occupied are Thai territory." Brigadier Chia Kiel said around 300 Thai troops remained around a modern temple just below the ancient ruins of Priyavihear Temple. A further 200 Thai soldiers occupied small camps along the Cambodian side of the border. Cambodian officials would not say how many troops they had gathered, but one soldier said 500 former Khmer Rouge fighters had been brought in from the northwest, and hundreds more military personnel were visible. Liam Cochran for VOA News, Priyavihear Temple on the Cambodian-Thai border.